Next week is National Bird Week, and there is a very ambitious project to count in that 7 days, 1.5 million birds. Pretty ambitious task, but the man who's all over it is the project officer here in New South Wales for BirdLife Australia, Mick Roderick, and he joins us at the moment. Good morning, Mick. You need more than just you out there counting for the 7 days.
Yeah, I reckon 1.5 million. Pretty hard to do by yourself, yeah.
I imagine it would be. So you sort of count them, they fly away, then you got to start again?
That's right.
Really?
These things have got wings, you see. So, yeah.
No. They won't stay still for us. Look, National Bird Week, what are some of the things we're trying to highlight from next week, Mick?
So, yeah, National Bird Week happens end of October. It's the time of year when birds are most active, most obvious. You know, all your spring migrants are back and things are calling, getting ready to breed. So that's why we time it like that. There's a couple of events happening around the nation and locally. There's the Twitch-a-thon, which is a competition for mostly for the more keen observers that actually like to race to find as many different birds as possible. Then there's the backyard bird count, which is, like you mentioned, that's the effort to try and get as many birds counted as possible. And that goes for a whole week. And that's, that kicks off on Monday.
Well, I've already done my bit for you. I was at a relative's house last night. There's three chickens in the yard and a baby magpie. So that's four.
That's four.
still about 1.5 million to go for you.
That's right.
You also made some comments during the week that some of the forest areas around Cessnock, such as the Wairakaka National Park, very important for some of our woodland bird species. What is it about that area of the Hunter that is vitally important for them?
Well, it's basically, I mean, the Hunter Valley, for a start, is a very broad west sweeping valley, and there's that gap in the divide. So we get that strong western influence, and that western influence stretches right down to Cessnock, and Cessnock's literally only 30 or 40 k's from the coast. And these forests were spared, because of the underground coal mines, the forests are spared to actually, for pit crops and things like that. So they were left there, and because they were left there, they're now really big, important remnants of forest, and they're literally teeming with birds. They are vitally important, those forests.
So that's the thing. So because of the coal mining past, there was all left, and now most of it is kind of unusable because of undermining. So it's become a very big safe haven for some of those birds. So
we
have got some details about National Bird Week, and of course how you can get involved on our website as well. What are some of the planning that goes into such an event, Mick, for the Twickathon? What are some of the things you've had to be looking after over the last couple of weeks and getting ready?
We're one of the keener teams. We actually start way out west in the New South Wales Mallee, out near Lake Tarjeligo. So we've got a good 800 or 900 kilometre drive ahead of us. but we set out a few days before just to see where things are at. But locally, we try and find where there might be a roosting tawny frog mouse, or we just check out all the wetlands to see where different ducks are. We've got to be prepared because on the day, you don't want to be driving around looking for things. You want to know where things are likely to be. So, it always takes a lot of preparation to switch it on.
I would imagine it would. And like you said, these things have wings as well. So you've got to do what you can to stay ahead of the curve. Mate, have a great week next week. And we look forward to some of those results coming out. And I'll leave it with you, Mick. Thanks for your time.
Thanks a lot, Mark.
There he is from BirdLife Australia, Project Officer in New South Wales. Very, very busy at this time of year as well. Mick Roderick joining us at 2NURFM at 23 past 9.